My Journey with Cancer.
I've discovered a golden truth that from the start I was in your heart. A revelation that changed my world, that from round one I am God's son. To be sure in my mind just who I am, such peace, such joy. In my heart, in my soul, this means everything. I'm a man on a mission, I'm God's envoy. For now I know His word is true, and I am more than my work or what I do. And I am loved, and I am His. I am saved.
I'm not a cancer sufferer. I'm a human being with cancer. It's my belief that God has called me to be frank and open about my cancer and my journey, whether it be long or short, to tell the world what it's like to have cancer and to walk that journey, and to share with anyone who will listen what God can do, so that you can see what cancer treatment is like. For many of us, it's a mystery and it's a frightening thing, but it isn't. It doesn't have to be. And if you listen to my journey, it might give you hope in yours.
Pops, yeah, we'd love to come on the journey with you.
Amen.
Hi, this is Pop speaking from my home in Doncaster. I'm glad to say that after a long wait, the results of my CT scans are in. And the result is that after 6 long months of chemotherapy, there are no clinical changes whatsoever. What that means is that the doctors cannot see any difference. The cancers, praise the Lord, have not grown. They have not changed in that respect. They also have not shrunk. My PSA, you know, that blood marker that shows whether or not there's a cancer active in my system, continues to rise again. And right now, it feels a pretty lonely place on this planet. And I know that many of you who are Christian, who may be listening, will want to tell me that the Lord is on my side and all those kind of things. But it's pretty difficult to trust and to continue to trust when everything physical around you is telling you that things are going wrong. Right now, I suppose the hardest thing to do is to have faith that God will somehow heal me of this. And yet, I turn back to what God told me at the beginning of this journey, when He first asked me to do this diary. Things seemed pretty calm, ridiculously so now. And I was actually worried that I was committing to doing a radio show and having nothing to talk about. I'm suddenly finding that the radiotherapy that I was having would clear everything away and there'd be nothing to worry about. But that wasn't the case. And I remember crying out to God and asking Him why He'd asked me to do this when things looked like they were going to go through swimmingly. And I remember the Lord saying to me that it would be a very dark road that He was asking me to walk upon, but it would be okay in the end. Dark roads are easy to walk upon in theory, and I've said it before, said it to others. No one on this planet understands what someone with cancer is going through unless you have cancer yourself. In just the same way, with any major disease, major condition, no one really understands unless they've got it, and in a similar way. So I have a group of friends who are trusting God like crazy for me, and I understand that, and I love that, and I appreciate that. There is no better place to be than supported by Christian friends who all believe that God is going to do something for you. But it is difficult to rise to their level of expectation. Difficult to share their cheeriness about this whole condition. Because, of course, at the end of the day, it's my head that's on the block, not theirs. I don't wish to diminish in any way what they are saying and what they are doing for me. but it is rather like a group of people stood round the guillotine in France and cheerily shouting up, "Don't worry, Jonathan, be okay. We've all got faith that the guillotine won't fall."
Hold it all together, everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be here. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be here. Just be here. Just be here.
To be honest, I think I'm being rather more honest than I expected I would be. Of course, those friends who regularly pray for me, regularly support me in church, those people who are there to give me hugs when I need them, are all really doing the very best that they can do for me. And I love them and appreciate them for it. A friend hugged me in church, Dave, one of the elders. He hugged me in church last Sunday. He has fibromyalgia and has had it for many, many years. Far more than the couple of months that I've suffered a few headaches. And he poignantly said to me, "I know how you feel and you know how I feel when we're bad." And the truth is we do on that level. When the neuralgia kicks in, there is no stopping it. And I can very, very quickly go from being reasonably okay and doing little jobs around the house to being a basket case in the corner, gripping my head and screaming. And he knows that feeling. He's been there. And we empathise. And it's that empathy that is hard to find in people who haven't had this news, shall we call it, that you've still got a cancer in you and we're not sure we've stopped it and we're not sure we can. But God didn't call me on this journey because it would be easy. Was it President Kennedy said about the possibility of choosing to do the easy things? Didn't he say, "We choose to do the hard thing. We choose to go to the moon." And in that sense, in faith and in trust, I choose to do the hard thing. To believe that God is on my side. To believe that God is for me, and therefore who can be against me. I choose to trust him. And that's one of those funny things, isn't it, trust? You see, you never know you've got it till you need it. You can screw yourself up. You can say to yourself, "Well, I know I'll trust God in every situation." But actually, until you're in a really difficult, dangerous situation, you don't know whether you'll trust God or not. I've never had cancer before. I've never had cancer that wouldn't die with the radiotherapy. I've never had cancer that had spread to my lungs and my heart and wouldn't die with the chemotherapy. So up to now, I really didn't know if I would trust God or not. I really didn't know if, in a sense, in prayer, I could look God in the eye and say, "I trust you, Lord." I know with the neuralgia I can trust him, and I told you last time I finished the show with saying I trust the Lord because it's all I can do. But this is a bigger thing altogether and so much harder. It's not I say this without wishing to insult anybody, but it's not a happy clappy Christian kind of thing. It's not we can sing a few choruses and say a few prayers and it'll all be alright kind of thing.
Just be are on a storm, you wonder if our love is still. But if your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. And not a tear is wasted, in time you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes, your life is in my hands. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be here.
throne. Stop holding on and just be Him. Just be Him.
Already, since the very beginning of this program, people have prayed for me on a daily basis. People have lifted me up before God to keep me going. It's been difficult and is difficult to cope with this, and it's taken me a while to get round to recording the show. I haven't really wanted to script it out and have it all perfect, just to let you hear how I feel. And it's often been easy to say, well, I've got this. Even easier to say, well, I know God's got this. For many church people, as soon as you say that, I know God's got this, that's enough for them. They know you have faith. They know you trust in God. But actually, sometimes I don't know God's got this. Sometimes, in the middle of the night, for some reason unknown to me, my eyes get all wet. And I begin to sob. And I don't know why, because I'm supposed to be trusting God. And yet the uncertainty of the future is so very, very frightening at times. 18 months prior to me starting my chemotherapy, I buried a friend of 25 years. He asked me to conduct his funeral. It was an honour and a pleasure to do so for him. He died of secondary prostate cancer in the lungs. So you see, it doesn't always turn out the way we want. It doesn't always come to that wonderful end where there can be a testimony. I asked you to pray and look what God's done. Sometimes at the end of all this, at the end of this road, there's a car crash. And there's pain and hurt and loss. I'm looking as I speak at a picture of my grandson. He's splashing about in a pool in his garden. His mum and dad's garden, to be more exact. He's not old enough to own a garden yet. And there he is, having a whale of a time. So full of new life and vigour and joy. And he has brought me so much joy. But will he remember his granddad when he grows older? These are the hard questions, the difficult questions that you ask yourself in the middle of the night. You don't normally let them out in the daytime or for others. Because even as Christians, we're all playing the game. The game is called We Can Beat the Odds. But you know the raw truth, that is that sometimes we can't beat the odds. At the end of the day, the Lord gives, and as is His right, the Lord takes away. Of course, in Isaiah, the lovely words of chapter 55 and verse 6 say this: seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. And all I can do right now is seek the Lord. Come before His, as we often call it, mercy seat. Remembering, of course, that I have been given liberty to come before that throne, the throne of grace, the mercy seat. Liberty means freedom, absolute freedom, to come whenever I need to come whenever I want to. Lonely and afraid right now is, I suppose, how you would sum up how I feel. But eventually, God and I will sort it out, and I'll get back on track. And I will instinctively begin to trust Him again. Why? Because I always have. Is that reason enough? Well, He's never let me down before. So I suppose it is. I will follow Him. I will learn of Him. He will show me the right way.
So when you're on your knees and answer seems so far away, you're not alone. Stop holding on and just be Him.
You've been listening to my journey through cancer, so I'd like to invite you to join me next week at the same place on the dial, at the same time, and walk a while with me. And I personally trust it will be a long, long series, because I want to be round for a long time.
Just be here.